all right, let's do a full chorus. And we're going to lead into the chorus with the little thing that we learned in example 5B. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's do a final chorus, which is actually two choruses in a row. And instead of using the D minor to E, which would bring us back to the chord verse, that, we're going to use a G chord to bring us back into a second round of the chorus. So chorus, 2, 3, 4. Second chorus.